We're up to the Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Next question. Iboyeluhu, we have another question. Mahu Likadish, six lines from the top. Are you allowed to be Mekadish Yodavaraglav Bekir? Can you place your hands inside the kir and wash your hands, or does it have to be dafka water that came out of the taps? The Shaili, it says in the Pasuk that Aaron and his children should wash their hands. Mimenu, does mimenu mean literally? Amarachman of Alebetoche, from it, and not inside it. Means even inside it. Coming here. We learned yesterday that you have to wash your hands, you know, from the kiyah, or at least if you wash your hands from a clay shadus inside the mishkan, the base of mishkan is good enough. But if you wash your hands at clay shadus outside the base of mishkan, then you walked in, or you wash your hands inside the base of mishkan in the clay choyol, or you dabble your hands in meimaida over there in spring water, you're not yaitza. So Toshma, Oisha Tovel Bemaida, Ova Navidos, Absul is possible. Is it Nalachaita? If the din is that if you place your hands inside the Kiro, so you're not Yaitza, then it should have had a bigger Kiddush. Why talk about Meimaida? Talk about even the Kiro. And Navidos is possible. How may Kiro do me the Meimaida? But if you, it's the same situation, the Kiro, you dip your hands in, just like in the case of the Maida, but Ova Navidos, it shares kosher. Chakfeh Shaddai is kosher. No, the Gemara says, no, your whole diak is because it should have said a chiddush. There's actually a chiddush involved in meimaida over a kir. And what is that? If a person is tummy, you cannot go into the kir and metai yourself just for yodav and aglav. But when it comes to a meimaida, it is. So if you would think a meimaida that has a kayak to metai or a goof, maybe can metai it also just by dipping in your hands. Meimaida, each chiddush is a chiddush involved there as well. Shalotema, you shouldn't say, kol goof, toivul behen, since a meimaida has a capacity to metai a person, yodav and aglav, koshkin, surely he hands in your feet. Okay, so therefore, Lord Ayy from there. Next thing. Now we have Ishmael Lakers.
When you're doing your it's like the water's coming on you for your hands.
Yeah.
It's not that you're dipping yourself like you do for Tyler. But the whole thing of the key oil is the water is, you know, you're not.
Because it says mimenu. But yeah. you find by the tilus adayim for bread, you can put your hand in and you just change the broch and tilus adayim. So there are situations where you can do a substitute. So I live over here as well, or the table, because it says mimenu is dafka. The Gemara doesn't resolve it either.
No,
it has to be direct. It has to be directed. Says the Gemara. Regarding we had yesterday 2 days ago that the Kia had a pulley system yesterday, and therefore it shouldn't be even leaner, it shouldn't be possible leaner, so you lower it down into the Meimaida and it sits there and it joins other water, so there's no leaner. The question is, when does leaner, the psul of leaner, start? The water of the kir, which a kohen needs to wash for his activities, are different activities. There's activity for the day, the kabbalah is on that, and there's activities for the night, which is to bring up the fats and the limbs. So the Meikir, when is its deadline and its possible? There's three opinions, as we think in the beginning. The Pechir Bayez says, Meikir, Nifsolin, possible, depending what Avoida you want to use it for. Lim Matidin, to use it for, let's say, sprinkling the blood, doing the Kemitza. These are all Avoidas that need to be done by day. And we know that blood, that blood gets possible by Shkia, Chamos, and Shkia. So therefore, that's the time when it comes possible. So Lim Matidin, Kimatidin. If you want to use the water to wash your hands for a void of the day, then you have to make sure that the kiyar is there, that at night it's put under the ground, or right after skiyah it's put under the ground, so it doesn't become possible for the next day. But levodim, if you want to wash your hands to put the limbs in the zbech, and that avoid is done at night, then levodim. For the water for that for the, is possible only in the morning by muda shachar. But it can stay up, but it doesn't have to be put down, in the, it doesn't have to be lower down, it can stay above, because that's the avoid is done at night. Yeah. That's the first opinion. Abchizda says, no, does not become possible at night, since it's good enough for the morning, for the avoidance of the night, it's good enough till the morning, for the avoidance of the day, and therefore, what's the psulam of the shachar? Abchizda says, aflamatin ein psulam of the shachar. You can have it out all night, but 10 minutes for the shachar, you have to lower it down in there, so it shouldn't become possible, from the shachar. Yeah. Rabbi Yechlamar,
have to put it down into the ground just for a little moment.
That's it. I was soon seeing one. Rabbi Yechon says, Kiyah, the Kiyah, He says, the key are kivun shishaku, once they lowered it down, shuvein and maileyu, you're no longer lifted. It sounds like more things right now, Yechon holds, like Abchir by Yeshu, but even stricter. He also becomes possible by Shkia, but Abchir by Yeshu says, it becomes possible by Shkia, put in the ground, and then at night, when you need it to wash your hands for avoid of the night, you just pull it up, wash your hands, and put it back down again. But according to Rabbi Yechon, once you put it down, kivun shishaku, shuvein and maileyu, that's it. You cannot bring it up at night at all. So for the avoiders of the night, they have to wash before Shkia. Exactly right. Yeah. Come in and punch his card in before Shkia, so he can wash his hands. That's what we think right now. So the Gemara, so he's arguing, so he holds Rabbi Yechon a step further. The memra comes out according to this. La voidus laila nami luchaz. It seems Rabbi Yechon's words that if you didn't put it, lower it down before shkia, then the kir goes possible, and you cannot use the water that's in the kir even for that void of the night. Well, Omar can't be. So he said Rabbi Yechon himself. Omar Rab Asi. Omar Rabbi Yechon. Rab Asi said the name of Rabbi Yechon. We had it before. Mashmei the Ilfa in the name of Ilfa. So Ilfa is mentioned very often here in Kabbalah. The name of Ilfa, Kiyar, Akir. Shalai Shaku mi be'erev. Akir, if you did not lower it before dark, Mikadish mi menu, you can at least use it, La Voidus Laila. So Rabbi Yechon clearly says you could use it for the Voidus of the night. Ulamachar ain't Mikadish. And tomorrow you cannot use this water, you have to get new water in again. In other words, he holds exactly like Mechir by Yosef, that it's possible for the day activity, but at night it's kosher for the night activity. So what he's saying is that you cannot be maile lavoidus yoim. Always laila chazi. So we go back to Rabbi Yechon, and we have no choice but to massage Rabbi Yechon's words and reinterpret it and say what he meant was that once you lower it, you don't lift it. That's for avoidus hayoim. But for avoidus laila, surely you lift it for a few minutes to wash your hands for avoidus laila because it's kosher. In other words, he holds exactly Rabbi Yosef. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef. The news is all but that Rabbi Yosef says. What's he arguing for? What's he adding? Okay, we can start doing some Rashi's. Ika benayu, the difference would be gzeiras shikua. The difference would be when Rabbi Yechon says that you don't lift it again, not that because you cannot use it for the void of the night. Of course you could avoid the night. What he meant was that Rabbi Yechon is worried, Ma'atayit is no longer the apostle, but he has exated the Rabbanon that he's scared. If you're going to lift it at night, you're going to forget to put it back down. And you're going to mechkala the water for the next day for the other guys. So let's do Rashi. Ika b'nai gzeidah shikua, what says Rashi? Kolemer. How do Oikim? This is what he said. Ein malei Rabbi Yechon. You said when it says Ein malei, means to use it to wash it for the day. B'shem sulav is yom. And then, but at night you can take it up at least for washing at night. Like it's like data she alayla poisla veidus yom kirabchia. It doesn't mean that the night passes it for a veidus of the day like kirabchia, but you can use it for the night. Ella shema. He holds, Rabbi Yechon holds, be'etzim is possible. If it stays over Shkia, it passes the water for the day. Rabbi Yechon says, not bad, it's the Rabbanon. We're worried that if we're going to allow you to leave the water out, you're not going to put it down. The real time, so he, in other words, Rabbi Yechon really holds like Rabbi Chizda. The real time becomes possible in the morning. That's when it becomes possible. The only thing he's worried about is the Rabbanon, that if you're going to leave it out till then, you're not going to put it back under the ground. Don't lift it up. You know, it's like exeded the Rabbanon. We don't want you to lift the thing up from the kir from the bottom because you might forget to bring it back down when it comes to the shachar become possible. Shalayigman and the possible, we shouldn't cause it because possible. They keep the kodesh a little bit kleishodes. Remember, well, kiyar is a kleishodes like anything else. And by kleishodes, we know there's a psul in the mitzvah of shomer and kishar kochin. You have to guard them. Miu, and this is the exeder. Miu bahalol le mifsul. So he says he's allowed to lift it up and to wash, whatever it is. He's just worried I'm going to put it down. So therefore, he's saying here that, you know, be careful. In other words, I want you to leave it down on the bottom. I don't want you to leave it out till Amud HaShachar, so you might forget to put it down. So you can lower it down, but if you have to wash your hands for the night, lift it up and put it right back down again. That's exactly what Chizda. Laila leposel el amud shachar paisel. Chizda is the one who says that when it's a composel in the morning. Rab Chi lo osel el loisa mishu gzeir shikua. Rab Chi's problem is not gzeir shikua. El the haloisa nifsu miyad veis matir. Rab Chi holds the moment you lift up the water after shkia, even though you're using it for the water of the night, you passel it that moment. You passel it again to use that water again for the next day. You have to get new water. He used the word possible. Okay, so that's what we're answering. So Rab Chiya holds like Rab Chiya that the morning is possible, and he's just saying here is that don't let it sit out at night. You know, bring it out before Shkia, don't sit at night because he might leave it there.
So according to
Rab Chiya,
the only thing is...
We'll soon see. Exactly the machlokes of Rab Chiya. Says the Gemara. So you're saying that you have to be very vigilant to make sure that if you take it out, you got to put it right back in. Well, we just had yesterday, Rabbi Yechon said, what happens, we had if a Kohen wakes up in the morning to do the avoida of Haram HaSadeshen, Trum HaSadeshen, even though it's done because Gavra, we said that what? That you can already wash your hands from the thing, and it's good for the next day. And now you tell me that it's possible by Mudah Shachar. Fadig Morev, Rabbi Yechon, Kiddush Yod of the Trum HaSadeshen, L'mocher Ein Tzadah L'kad. You have to wash again. You already mekadesh the beginning avoda, and now you're telling me that avoda shachar is possible. Now, if you remember, we had to answer. Bishleim the Rava said that din the mukim lahik and abalod b'shem that follows abalod b'shem holds that you can wash once for 10 days. So and it's no problem. Our gemara here is according to Rebbe that says every day is a new day. Okay, Rebbe says no problem. The taki he allows you to wash before avoda shachar, before avoda shachar, but I follow abalod b'shem. And only thing is, he deviates. I don't know how you can do it, you know, like a day before. He holds only from Buddha Shach, from Krisa Gevin onwards. Elo la Baya, Baya said, the Mukhi look at Rebbe. Abaya said that it works out even according to Rebbe, because Lina at night is, since the water is no longer in existence. The whole union of Lina by washing hands is only Midrabbonon. And therefore, the Rabbonon, like, people are going to be thinking that you're allowed to leave things overnight. But if you woke up in the morning to do a Trumas Adeshin, even though it's before Amud Shach, and nobody's going to make the mistake and think that if you can wash with water, that Lina is all right. This is Kasha, the Rebbe is a Kasha, Rebbe. So, and over here, you're telling me that it doesn't become possible until Amud Shachar, Mais, no, Hossam. Yeah, that's what Rashi. Vom Rabbi Echelon, Alma, we see, Omar Shemaleu Lekoyja, Trum Sadeshin, you're allowed to lift it. The problem is this. He says you're allowed to lift your hands to wash Trum Sadeshin. What's the problem? And he doesn't say anyway, you have to lower it again. You just said you got to be careful because the shachar ruins and you got to lower it all the time. And Sidna Feder, Rabbi Yechon says you can go ahead and wash your hands and doesn't say anything about lowering it again. You'll be shleima halos lekashalon. I want to have a problem with the fact that he allowed you to lift it because you need to. The loisagi belav kiddush there shezoch lefayish shetrum zadeshen. This guy who won the goyel that he's doing trum zadeshen has to wash his hands so they have no bread. Of course, you have to lift it up for a minute or two. But the gzeda shikur lekla meicha. We're not worried. If you let him wash his hands, we're not going to put it back. The kivon shematzu meshuka. When the kohen went to wash his hands, he found it lowered. He lifted it to wash his hands. Of course, he'll know you have to put it right back down. So there's no chashia. Yeah. The haleu ba'achshav gives mana samach leposhel leposhel. But he won't be pesheh. But the shakelev. It would be Mishakeah. The problem of Yechon doesn't mention anywhere that you have to be Mishakeah. But why is Rabbi Yechon so worried about just leaving it out at night? They were worried that if you're going to be mile at night to wash your hands, stand for Avodah Zevorim. Rabbi Yechon doesn't want you to wash your hands at all for Avodah. For Trum Sadeshin, he has no problem because you found it in the, down there and you'll put it back. But if you leave it out, because come all different hours of the night. They didn't all come 9 o'clock at night because it's all night. It's all night activities. It's not L'chatzai, it's till the morning. The leftover fats and limbs to burning. So if there's a lot of fats and limbs. So because cleaning come all hours of the night, if you're going to allow it to stay out, it'll stay out. And when they come to wash their hands, they'll find that it's out. They're going to leave it that way. And then we're worried you might leave it out until after Mudah Shachar. So it's different than Trumas Adeshin where the Kohen found it below and therefore he knows what to do. They allow the water to stay out for all these different Kohenim come to go do the Haktorah. You make a Pshia. Why does he mention he should lower it again after Trumas Adeshin?
So it's according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you come very early in the morning and you have the Havdalah, he's going to give them the
Trumas Adeshin. Yeah, we had that,
so there's a whole lot of
Koyanim. Yeah.
So it's Rabbi Yochanan says that all those Koyanim are going
to... They don't wash their hands till they know who won the girdle.
Okay, so then Rabbi Yochanan says you should actually lower it down until...
Amud Shachar. Amud Shachar passes it. Yeah, it passes it. So now Gemara Rashi, Bishleim the Rav the Mukil Leil Hamil Rabbi Yechon Liber Rabbi Lazar, his father Rabbi Lazar holds you can wash once for 10 days. The Amar ain't leaning my yellow bekiddush. There's no such thing as leaning by kiddush, madach by kiddush. Ikel Memer the Shem Hachil the Chashish Kui. He doesn't worry about telling you to put it back down the ground. Who cares? So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar holds that. Remember, he had a whole shaila. If the water doesn't pass on the koyin, doesn't become possible to make in the kier. Maybe he holds like it doesn't become possible to make kier. Gufay, not me the possible. We remain with the question. Maybe Rabbi Lazar holds it doesn't become possible. Just before you said the word, we don't want you to leave it out at night because we're worried that you're not going to put it back in the ground. It comes out of the shachar. And over here also, let him say that you should put it back in the ground. You can't say the Rebbe's made that doesn't become possible. Because Rabbi Yechon holds that that's when it becomes possible. When it comes to washing hands, where we explain the whole thing is the Rabban anyway because the water is no longer in existence. Absolutely, the Rabban is the Rabban. The water no longer exists on the bonus, but I go easy because of God. I will make kir. David, come on, the water, the kir is sitting right there. Kudusha's kedi lem, it's gilei shadis. And the lina did do the rice, and if it says, and if there's lina's matayda, I'm going to shachar the godim lem, so Maishna Hossam Shakele, next Rashi, Maishna Hossam Shakele, claim a Haishna Gabi Eim Maleyu. In the Gemara today, he says, don't lift the water because he's worried about it. He tells you, keep it under the ground. And why before doesn't he? Back to Gemara. Says the Gemara, back to the question, Maishna Hossam Shakele, Maishna Hossam Shakele. Answer the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. The Mesalek Leva Hodam Shakele, when Abi Eichanan says before that by Trumas Adeshin you wash your hands, he meant, and of course you got to lower it afterwards. You lift it to wash your hands, but then you lower it right afterwards. Rashi, the Mesalek Leva Hodam Shakele, Acha Kiddush Trumas Adeshin. I doesn't mention it because he's not out to tell you the dinim of the kir. He's out to tell you about the kohen, what his avoid is. Rabbi Yechon who do ID but the kohen, he's not talking about how to fix up the mekir. El b'hilchas kiddush, they're just talking about the laws of washing your hands. Lashmin and the meider Rabbi, Rabbi's meider. Even though he holds every day is a new day, but he's meider when it comes to the avoid of sedeshen. Washing hands in the morning is considered like part of the new day already, which is a big kiddush. Mikreis agever atzafra leposter become possible. That's why he doesn't mention. But surely the kohen after he washes hands for Trumas Hadeshen has to lower again the Mekir. That's what he says here, and it's not Stila. Very Mother, Yehachiv, so why does it say Lemocher Einem Mekadish? You're telling me that according to Rabbi Yechonan, the night doesn't passel. He holds like a Chizah, that's a kosher, the Moshacha passels. So why does it say tomorrow he shouldn't be Mekadish? Lemocher Einem Mekadish. Which one is this gears here? Biggest problem is Wochen is all different gears. No, what do you think? Yeah, Yochel Macher ain't a Mekadish. What do you mean that tomorrow he's not Mekadish? He means ain't Tzarech Lekadish. He means that what he meant was you don't have to Mekadish. He's saying that since you wash your hands for the night, you don't have to wash again tomorrow. He's passing like Rabbi Lozer. It doesn't mean he can't be Mekadosh. He means that you of course you could. If you lowered, what do you mean you can't? He says here, don't leave it in Mudashacha. Tomorrow you cannot be Mekadosh. But if you lowered it, because you tell me if Yechon holds that when you wash your hand in Trumas Hadeshen, you can lower it. Why does he say there by Trumas Hadeshen, Ulamachar ain't a Mekadosh? As if to say the word becomes possible. Why? If you lowered it. So he's saying, it doesn't mean he can't be Mekadosh. And tomorrow he doesn't have to be Mekadosh because the washing that he did. Because the guy was good enough. Freddy Gemara, the way you learn Shana Bechara right now is exactly like Reb Chizda. That what? That Mudashach apostles. If anymore, the memory of the Lamatidin Merzachazi, so what are you telling me? That this water now is good for the following day, for the people who need it by day. Matina, as Avoid is due by day. No, Hain Reb Chizda. Reb Chizda is exactly the same thing. It's good all day, all night. Its only problem is Mudashachar. Reb Chizda does not concern at all if you leave the water out the whole time and 5 minutes before Mudashacha, that's when you lower it down. Rabbi Yechonan says, no. At night, I want you to put it down the whole time. It's when your kohen needs it, you lift it, you wash your hands, you put it right back down again. Because I'm worried if you leave it out, they're going to forget it by the Mudashacha. That's the machlekes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe not at night. Maybe at night a little bit for schlafen. Yeah, good question, yeah. Says the Gemara, back. Okay. Okay, back to Gemara. Says the Gemara, Meso asked a question. It says, now, what happened was, every morning they had a goydel, early morning. So how did the kohen know to wake up? This is all alarm clocks, and this is not when the sun rose. This is around the time of Terumas Hadesh. They all make these goydles. How did they know to wake up? So you know, they did not see the kohen running to do the Terumas Hadesh. It's quiet. They didn't hear him while moving the shovel around. Ad Sheshaimi, you know what woke them up? They heard coil the sound, shall eight of the wood, shall also ben cotton muchni lakir, the wheels that he set up, the trolleys that he set up, and so on and so forth for the kir, that's what woke them up. They know me, they say, oh, he gia ace kiddish a daim raglaim and a kir, now's the time to wash your hands from the kir, and they would wake up to go into the gail. Now, Luchay, what makes a noise? Luchay, the Gemara thinks right now that lowering it doesn't make noise, it's the lifting it. Is that ayah? That they used to lift it. It's a kasha of Chizah. Chizah said. Sorry? I guess it creaked when you. So kasha of Chizah. Chizah said they left it out all night. Rabbi Yechida said they left it in the ground. So when the kohen came to wash his hands in the morning for Terumas Hadesh, and he saw down the bottom, he realized he got to put it back there, he would put it back. Rabbi Chizah wasn't worried. So what lifting was done there? It was never down there in the first place, according to Rabbi Chizah. That's the most question. Alma de Meshakele, is that I to Rabbi Yechanan that they used to leave the Bekir down in the bottom every night? Most of them, no. The Meshakele, the sound that they heard was that, because after he washed his hands, even though it was he found it above, he knew, because like he said, he knew that he had to lower it. And that's the sound they heard, the lowering it. When you lower it, all you do is lowering it. Why would it make any noise? Or it says, yes, Meshakele Begilgula. You're lowering it through this pulley system that has wheels. And the wheels, they rub against each other, whatever it is, and that makes a noise. Lishanachin Meshakele Bechumrose. They used to lower it with the wheels themselves, Kihechad Lishtam colored in order to make noise. They did a dafka to make a lot of noise to wake up all the kainim who were living there. Rashi, lohei roi noisa, he bimichu zochu to the deshen, kamai, we're talking about the guy who was zochu to the tumsa deshen, bimisecha tomi, kizho yi nichla, zibon nazo lekadjo rag, lohei machni, he didn't cover with his hand, lohei ne, he didn't bring a candle, lohei wukun, lohei torch, lohei mahalach, lohei amarocha, he would go following the fire of the pyre, lohei roi noisa, chava koinim, shoi beis amoike, then nobody even noticed him coming in, at sheshoim, until he heard these noises. Lohei oimin, he said, oi, hei noimin, he gi alikir, mezazin tatsmol, he's lechoinim, they would sort of hurry up to be prepared. That was yesterday. Yesterday, who's going to do the Terumas Hadesh? That's what it sounds like from here. Mezazin is atzma li'z nechoinim. So what were the other koinim doing? Two things. They were hurrying up. We had yesterday lahalas eifu l'tapuach l'achas yor zemen hazbech. After the koin went down hazbech, they took the ashes and put it back. You know, put new ashes there. Not only got better uech of a koinim shiyara. They would go down and take ashes from down there and bring it up. No, it looks like for bringing up the ashes. No, it says it's like now.
So was the only one person that did the kiddush adayim raglayim at that point?
It's avoid of Terumas Hadesh. This wasn't avoid. It's not avoid. Yeah. My love, hi shmi is koila eitzik tani. The soil with the kiyim and avoid the lutzing. Alma shukur mishuk avi was down there. The kashal chiz domol mishakei latzaf until the morning. Lo yidim shakei hashta. Mi mishlam akol make noise. Alay ein muchni tzol shoyke el aloisai. That this whole system you needed, because the wheels and all that, you only need when you had to lift it. Avo shukur mishal shel boy. All you did is you lower it by a chain. Wu noif meilo, and it falls down into the water. No, according to Yechiel, it was there the whole night because it's exeded. Only when you know, every time you needed to watch it, you lift it, watch, put it right back down again. So when you found it there. You'll know. You'll always remember. You got to put it back down.
But he had to lift it back up as well when he originally had to use it.
Yeah, you had to lift it. So the more things right now, the system, the pulley system was only used when you had to lift it. They didn't use the pulley system lowering it. Why do you need a pulley system? You just take it and drop it. It goes into the water there. You just drop it. And Moses says, no, they deliberately used the pulley system to lower it to make noise. That's exactly what they did. The purpose was to make noise.
It would have made noise when he was lifting it up.
Yeah, but according to Chizah, there was nothing to lift.
Because it's up.
It's up on top already.
Right, that's what I'm saying. According to him, it wasn't in the water.
That's right. So what made noise? So what was the noise that the Kohanim heard? And lowering it doesn't make any noise. He said, no, they used...
The
pulley system, yeah.
It happened after the Terumas Hadesh.
Right, so it was only under a couple of hours.
Nah, for a second, a few minutes. A couple of seconds, virtually, a couple of minutes. He says the thing can stay up or not.
Look at next Rashi. The dafka lowered it with a pulley system to make noise. That the koinim were sleeping in the city. That's how much noise it made. Because as Rashi brings here, So this is after, according to Chizkiah, this happened after the guy already did the translation. Yeah, after the Terumah Sadesha. So this guy, the translation was yesterday.
So what's the price for the next one?
All the activities of the day, every other activities. They said, why would you live in Licha? You smelled everything, basically, you had all the smells, it says, and now all the noises. 4 o'clock in the morning, you get woken up.
It's like about
yeah, exactly. You can hear, you're there. Can't hear from where I live. How's that possible? Yeah. The chumras of gagala wheel. You're telling me that you deliberately use the police to make noise. I don't understand. But there's a guy called Gvini, Mr. Cheese, Kreis. He used to make the announcement. He had obviously a very loud voice, and he used to wake up. Time to wake up, everybody, up, 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 and then so on and so forth. So the Gemara says, they used to obviously need two alarms. Like every alarm clock has dual alarms. So the shama mahayosi, shama mahayosi, or you had two different. Not everyone was able to hear him. Everyone was able to hear him. Let's analyze it. Cold kier, how much water should be inside the kier? How large should the kier be? Maybe we looked a few days ago. It says, that's four people. Tell you the minimum amount of water you have to have, but you have to have four taps to be able to wash four koinim at a time. So it only has to be a minimum of four people. Makes the last question. Call a kelim. Sorry? They had a key, I mean.
No, they had a key, but they didn't have a key to keep it overnight.
You mean a pulley system? Yes. This guy did it. What's it called?
No, but he did the... And now the Choyret, it's Mashmur in the Beitzvishon.
Yeah.
Also had the water going underneath to keep it underneath.
Oh, yeah.
So it's only the pulley system.
Who was this guy who actually came up with this pulley system? No. Who was it? Yeah. Seems like he must be an engineer or something, and he came up with this brilliant idea. Says the Gemara, "Gufam Rabbi Zachinin, Kol Kiyah Shein Boy Kedelik." Okay, so the Gemara writes, "Makes the question: Kol Akelim, all the Kelim. Remember, we learned before that a clay shutters can be used to wash your hands. You don't have to only wash the Kiyah. Kol Hakelim Mekachin Bein Sheyesh Behen Leviyas, whether they have Leviyas, Bein Sheein Behen Leviyas, whether the Kelim is big, whether the Kelim is small." Now, even though there's not enough water to wash your hands, but when you let's say for bread, but for kiddush, you're dying for a glying for the basic midrash, it doesn't matter. You don't need to have the shir. You just said you need a minimum to wash four people's hands, and here you don't even have enough to wash one person's hand.
So, that's enough to wash your
hands. Yeah, he's saying for negavas, so you don't need the shir like when you're dying for bread. That taprashi, bein shein menavias, halugmaim. Doesn't have a quarter of a lug. Afagav the lekka shiuda gav matil sedaim. When it comes to washing hands for bread, you don't have a shear. The gav begin there'll be no shear. You don't need a shear at all. Yep. Exactly. Amar of adabar. It's more like symbolic. Amar of adabar. Avum. Bekoinach betoichay. No, we're talking about over here. They used to add like a funnel to the side of the kier. And that then it doesn't matter how small the keli is because you're getting the water from the kier and the kier itself has to have enough water for four. Rashi, you attach it to the side of the kier, and you put inside a small keli, it's part of it sticking out. So what are you getting the water? You're drawing the water from the kier. You need a shear for koinim. Freddie Gemara, how can you tell me that what? That you can use clay shutters? That you have to wash your hands. And here you tell me use any clay shutters. Amar Rachmana says the Gemara. There's another pasuk where it says when they come into the oil, yichatzu they can wash their hands. Sounds like from anywhere. The Rabbis clay shutters from anything, even clay shutters. For anybody who's a clay chalamish, who's a clay shutters? Maybe even just an ordinary clerk. Who said you have to use dafka keli that was dedicated for the base of English? Amar Rabaye clay choyle much amit. You can't say clay choyle mekabel chaymer. What's a kabel chaymer? It's from the kani from the base. Uma kani shenim shechim amada the base which is anointed together with a kier. Einem mekadesh. You cannot use that to wash your hands from there. Clay choyle sheeinu nim shechim. Which was never dedicated or never anointed. Ain't a din, she ain't a mekadesh. Surely you cannot use to wash your hands. Who told you Taki cannot use a kanik? The Tani Minoim, Yochli, a kanik Mekadish. I would have thought that you can use the water from the sitting on the base of it. Kadesh Akir Mekadish. Says the Possig, well, see, so Kir and the Choshes, you should make a Kir out of copper, Vikano in the Choshes. Why does it spell out the base separately? If they both have to be made out of the same thing, you just said, also Kir, Vikano in the Choshes. Why spell it out? To tell you, the Choshes, the Kasha, the only thing they both have in common is made out of the material, the copper. When it comes to washing, you cannot use the base for washing. So the base cannot be used for washing. How can you use a clay choy for washing? You know why you cannot use? You can't use that as a raya. You know why you cannot use a base? She'ain osu l'toicha. The base is not made to contain water. It's made to hold up the kiyar. But an ordinary kvart is made to put water in there. I know you can't use it. Ella vidashin mimenu. Mimenu is coming to limit that you can only use the kiyar. So if so, let's also exclude clay shard. It's only the kir. We have a ribi. Wash any device you have. Umari. So why decide to include any clay shard is and exclude clay shard? So the answer is simple. Because the clay shard is just like the kir. They all needed mashiach. They all had to be anointed. But ze ain't to mashiach kamayu. Mashenkin, the ordinary clay choil, does not need any mashiach. So therefore, it's not the same thing. You cannot use it.